This podcast is brought to you by SMC. MoneyWise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The second consecutive day of losses for the Sensex and Nifty, and Tata Motors and Yes Bank would be the stocks that felt most of the pain. Welcome to the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. This is Sheetal, and let's get you some of the details of what happened in the markets today.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Falling for the second consecutive day, the headline indices, Sensex and Nifty, settled with losses today, dragged by losses in the shares of select heavyweights, including ITC, HDFC and Larsen & Toubro. Now, the sentiment remained again muted for the session, and barring some minor gain in the first half, the Sensex remained in the negative territory amid mixed global cues. According to Rusmik Oza, Senior VP and Head of Fundamental Research at Kotak Securities, and we quote him, "The market is reeling under pressure as there's no positive trigger to lift the sentiment. Unless the government reveals its cards on the economic stimulus and reforms, the sentiment will remain weak," unquote. The 30-share Sensex closed 268 points or 0.72% lower at 37,060, with 22 stocks ending in the red. And the Nifty closed 98 points or 0.89% lower at 10,918. Now, among the 50 stocks in the index, 39 incurred losses today. Tata Motors, like I'd mentioned earlier, emerged as the top loser in the Sensex pack, falling 9.29%. And this was followed by Yes Bank, which closed the day 8.21% lower. Tata Steel closed 4.26% lower, and ONGC was down 3.12%. Hero MotoCorp, on the other hand, led the pack of gainers on Sensex, climbing 1.78%. In tech stocks, you had Infosys and Tech Mahindra gaining, and Hindustan Lever also featured among the gainers today. All of these three gained almost 1%. The broader mid-cap and small-cap indices underperformed the Sensex, falling 1.32% and 1.43% respectively. So basically, barring IT, all of the other sectoral indices fell on the Bombay Stock Exchange, with metal, industrials, capital goods and basic materials closing with a fall of over 2%. And here then are the stocks that made the headlines today. Shares of Yes Bank closed 8.21% lower at ₹65.40 on the BSE after hitting a fresh 52-week low of ₹64.50 following worries over the valuation of its stake in Gautam Thapar's CG Power. This is a story that we've been tracking for a few days now. CG Power, incidentally, has been hit by allegations of financial irregularities. Shares of CG Power and Industrial Solutions continued today to feel the pain again, plunged 20% to hit a fresh all-time low of ₹11.80 on the Bombay Stock Exchange. According to media reports, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs has ordered an inspection into the affairs of the company after reports of financial wrongdoings in the company came to light. Shares of Housing Development and Infrastructure, that's HDIL, touched a 52-week low again of ₹8.78, falling 20% after NCLT admitted the company under the Insolvency Bankruptcy Code of 2016. In pharma stocks, you had two that made headlines. Let's start with Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. Shares fell 2.02% to close the day at ₹2,503.40. After the company was issued Form 483 with 8 observations by the US FDA after the inspection of its Duvada facility in Andhra Pradesh. Then the other pharma stock, shares of Sun Pharma Advanced Research Company declined 2.76% to ₹149.95 after a US firm filed a complaint against the company in the US District Court. And finally, shares of NMDC settled at ₹86.25 a piece, down 4.33%. After the Karnataka government withdrew the approval to extend the mining lease. What happened elsewhere in the world? Well, here's your global update. European stocks opened higher on hopes of monetary and fiscal stimulus. Traders are waiting for the Federal Reserve's annual Jackson Hole symposium later this week and a Group of Seven summit this weekend for clues on what steps policymakers are likely to take to boost economic growth, according to a Reuters report. The Asian markets today ended mixed on the back of a fall in the US indices overnight on the fears of recession. The Nikkei ended 2.8% lower at 20,618.57. The Kospi in South Korea was up 0.22% at 1,964. And the Shanghai Composite ended flat at 2,880. Now for a technical outlook before we wrap up. The Nifty formed a bearish candle for the third consecutive day. But the index still managed to close above the 10,900 mark, hinting at the possibility that it can be in the range of 10,900 to 11,200 for a few more sessions if it manages to hold above 10,900. According to our expert over at LKP Securities, Rohit Singre, who's a senior technical analyst there, and we quote him, any decisive break below 10,900 can see sharp cuts towards 10,800. Immediate support for Nifty is coming in at 11,865 to the 10,800 range, and resistance is near the 10,980 to 11,040 range. Immediate support for Bank Nifty is coming in at 27,580 to 27,400, while resistance for Bank Nifty is near 27,900 to 28,100. And that's it from us on the Evening Walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. Have a great evening.
An Evening Walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.